VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Ming Jane. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how much screen time parents should allow their kids to spend on their phones. Before we figure out this question, we should probably ask ourselves the same question. How much time should I be spending on my phone every day? Well, I guess most of us spend a huge amount of time on our phones, right? Either playing games or browsing on social media. According to some studies, people in Taiwan spend 2 to 3 hours on their phones every day. Even worse, I've seen a lot of parents let their children watch cartoons or play games on their parents' phones or tablets while they're having a meal, as if they were being babysat by their phones. Thank goodness for this video today. If anyone around you is countering this kind of problem, be sure to recommend this video to them so they can watch it to find out how to limit their children's screen time. Now, let's get to the sentence of the day. Too much screen time contributes to poor sleep, obesity, and the risk of negative mental, social, and emotional outcomes. 首先我们来看发音的部分。第一个字 screen 的 EE 是发长音的 E。那有类似的字有像是 feed, meet, need, seed,它们中间都是 EE， 所以之后只要看到有 EE 这两个字，大部分就都是发 E 的音。接下来是 pool， 它的发音不要跟 pool 搞混，如果你念成 pool 就是游泳池，要记得尾音是 R 而不是 L。 再来是 risk of， 它是两个字 risk 跟 of， 但是我们会连在一起念，那练起来就像是 risk of。 那我们再放慢速度念一次句子。 Too much screen time contributes to poor sleep, obesity, and the risk of negative mental, social, and emotional outcomes. 接着我们来看今天的第一个单字，叫 contribute。 Contribute 它是一个动词，意思是导致。通常我们知道这个字是当作贡献的意思，但是在今天这个影片中的句子里面是把 contribute 当作导致。当作导致这个意思使用的时候，通常要加上介系词 to， 像是 contribute to something。 那我们来看一下例句。 Heavy smoking contributed to the man's deathHe had smoked for over 20 years for the time he died of lung cancer. 这里的 smoke 是抽烟的意思。癌症的英文叫做 cancer。所以他说 lung cancer, lung 是肺，所以就是肺癌的意思。所以这个例句是在说该名男子的死是因为抽烟抽太多导致的。他死于肺癌前抽烟抽了超过20年。接下来是第二个字 obesity， 它是一个名词，意思是肥胖。那它的形容词呢叫做 obese， 指的是影响生理健康的过度肥胖。与 obese 意思相近的字是 overweight， 这应该是大家比较常听到的，就是超重的意思。那这个字你可以这样子用， obesityis one of the major health problems for children in the U.S. 肥胖是美国儿童的其中一项主要健康问题。其实儿童肥胖的问题好像不管是在哪一个国家都蛮严重的，因为现在小朋友都吃很多的垃圾食物，甚至有人很小的时候就得了癌症之类的，所以我觉得大家应该要更重视肥胖这个问题。好，那接下来我们来看第三个单字是 outcome， 它是一个名词，意思是结果。 那通常这个字特别是指因为某个行为而产生的结果。它的同义字是大家应该比较常听过的 result。好，那例句的部分是 The outcome of the presidential election didn't surprise me because most of my friends and family voted for the winning candidate. 句子里面的 presidential 是总统的形容词，总统的，然后 election 是选举，所以这是在讲总统选举。Candidate 的意思是候选人，所以这句话的意思是我对总统选举的结果并不感到惊讶，因为我大多数的亲朋好友都是投给赢的候选人。 Alright guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Leave a comment below to share with us how you feel about children using phones or tablets. Do you think the tips given by the speaker in the video make sense?Or what else do you think you can do to limit the time your kids spend on electronic devices? Don't forget to practice and record today's sentence. And see you next time. Bye!